What's a bottom? Children of Bottom.
Bodom.
Bodom? Like, is that like Bodog for dominatrixes?
Yes.
That's cool. It's a cool sight. Sounds cool.
You can win thousands of dollars at poker, and then a woman will stomp on your balls.
So, you know, pretty standard, like, Thursday night fare, then.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear you. What did you feel? How did you feel as you spray painted the torso of that mannequin?
Felt good.
Yeah.
Felt freeing.
Mm-hmm.
Felt turgid.
Oh, yeah. So if they're the children of Bodom, and the song is called My Bodom, is this song about, like, their parents?
Yeah. Song's like, fuck you, dad, fuck you, dad.
Song's like, my dad, what's up, dad?
Fuck you, dad.
My Bodom told me to get a job, and I was like, fuck you, Bodom.
You're not my real Bodom.
You're just Lyle. Grab the GameFAQs thing off that pegboard. I know a guy who'd be stoked to have it. No, that's still sitting there. I don't know what'll happen to that stuff. I don't know maybe there were actual plans for that stuff. Who could say?
Well, considering their plans directly interfered with ours on a regular basis, I would say.
Sure.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did we fuck up your carefully laid plans?
Carefully laid plans to move these signs.
Sorry.
Sorry for taking the sign and throwing it on what was Brad's desk.
I hope you can forgive me for this terrible transgression.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I love airplanes.
You'll get back early.
Yeah, it'll be like 8.
A.M.?
P.M.
Oh. I wasn't sure when you were leaving.
Like 11:30 is my flight.
Oh, right. It's flying this way, yeah. Then you
gain get, time.
Yeah, right. What was the song about?
How they're the only one.
Okay.
Dude, if we were living in a dragon forest, there would be a lot more, like, 80s hair metal wailing going on.
Yeah. I think I Worship Chaos is a good name for an album. I appreciate it. Is this song about Morrigan from Darkstalkers?
Could be.
If so, I kind of like this all less. If they could be swayed as easily... If they could be swayed, like, easily swayed by...
I don't think Morrigan from Darkstalkers was the first Morrigan.
You take that back.
So it could be about another Morrigan.
I doubt it.
Man, I watched that fucking Rock Band VR trailer.
Yeah, right?
If anything, it was worse than you described.
Yeah!
Also, I find it really funny that they got Colby to be in that video. Because Colby never does front-facing stuff, and I'm wondering if someone just took a look and was like, boy, that boy's handsome, and just threw him in there.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
Because he is by far the handsomest boy that has ever worked in Harmonix.
Huh.
If I had seen that trailer before Game of the Year discussions, one of my nominations for Please Stop would have been dressing up Palmer Luckey.
Hmm.
Like, making Palmer Luckey do weird things for photo or video shoots.
I guess by all accounts, you know, when that Time cover came out and someone asked him, like, what do you think about that thing? He was just like, no, whatever, it's fine, I don't care. It's cool.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he's fine with it.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy says that Children of Bodom's old stuff is better.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I like this album though.
Oh, man.
What?
I was really excited about the name of a Tumblr I was looking at, because it's called Super Smash TV, but it's not at all about Super Smash TV or Super Smash TV.
Why would they mislead you like that?
I don't know. I mean, there is a picture of Dirk Diggler kicking at the camera here, though.
I can't be mad.
As Brock Landers. Smash TV is the leading music television station in a parallel universe similar to our own. In this world, the ideals of creative music television carried on after the initial cultural explosion in the 1980s. It's music television for a generation of YouTube junkies looking for their next fix.
I hated everything you just said.
Yeah. Yeah. And the person who writes this writes about it in the third person. Smash TV can't wait to give John Benjamin's new jazz record a spin. By the way, did you hear that John Benjamin put out a jazz record, apparently?
No.
Well, this is the...
But that sure sounds like something.
This is the trailer for it here. I'll just play this. We can hear it. I heard this was happening. I heard that this was...
Ah!
guess because this is the first album, there's more, like, there's more pressure. There's a moment when I hear the song for the first time. And then there's a moment where I play the song for the first time. And they're two very different things. I mean, I'm worried about it, you know? I'm worried about, you know, failing.
Hello.
Hey, Sean.
How you doing?
How are you?
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
First and foremost, each generation brings something to the table. You're going to be confronted with a lot of keyboard players who are really playing, like McCoy Tyner, Joyce Burton.
Yeah.
You want to be connected to the instrument.
Yeah.
In order to connect with that instrument, you have to give it some time.
If this one doesn't work out, I go back and I do it again.
Go back to the drawing board, because first of all, in other words, let me tell you, if this project,
I don't know what to make of any of this.
It should make you stronger. How often do you practice?
Well, I mean, I,
This all seems great.
Son of 2 minutes of this.
Does he even play an instrument?
I have no idea.
So, well, I should have. Right? Are we ready?
Yep.
Alright.
We're rolling.
One, two, three.
Actual record, actually for sale. It's called "Well, I Should Have," should have asterisk, and then the asterisk is learned how to play the piano. That seemed like That seems like something you would listen to halfway through,
and then go.
And then go, all right.
I've heard the joke.
Yeah. But I would pay money. I think I would like to put money in John Benjamin's direction. Yes, a brave performance.
Yeah. Avant-garde in a way that avant-garde usually isn't.
Sure. Cody says, I fell off Bodom years ago. This new CD is okay, I guess.
All right.
I'm just passing words along.
I only found out this album existed because the metal bar I was hanging out at in Japan, someone played a song from this, and I was like, wait, there's New Children of Bodom? And then I went and got the album. Mm-hmm. That's my story.
It's a good story. I feel like there's some website that was like trying to do like notifications that you would set up like for artists or like movie actors.
Film actors
in films and movies, mm-hmm. and shorts and films.
It would just notify you when there's new shit.
Yes, it would just send you an email notification saying, hey, this band put out a new thing. It's a single on iTunes here, or so on.
I hear you like James Caan. James Caan has a new thing.
That's new James Caan. Yeah, I guess a few sites over the years have tried to build that functionality out of it. Yeah, a Tim and Eric Jazz album would be pretty good, too. Just based on that one sketch.
Yep. I would like to see them do an entire album in the vein of sports.
There were enough remixes of sports that it sure felt like.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was a limited edition 12-inch or something like that. There was a Puss Whip Bang Gang thing, I think. I don't know if they ever put anything out, but they played shows.
Right.
Which is great.
Yes.
Yes, did you ever hear the Tim Heidecker album about piss drinking?
No.
You wanna?
I'm good. I'll look it up. I'll find it.
It's a country rock album.
Great. Fantastic.
There's one song that deviates from the topic. Mm. And it's called Mr. Mud.
Gee, I wonder where that... I wonder what the metaphor there is.
It's a pretty fucking impressive set of recordings. Yes, that's right. They're called the Yellow River Boys.
Mmm.
And the album is called Urinal Street Station. It's a pretty fucking amazing thing. I mean, if you want to hear...
Just give me a little sample here. This is as advertised.
Yeah. Yeah. No, stop.
I thought maybe just another song started like that.
This song's called Hot Piss Blues. Totally different. Called Hot Piss Drinker.
Okay.
That's all I got. Might have to search differently to find the rest of that album. But you get the idea.
Oh, I sure do. Picking up what they're putting down.
Yeah.
Which is hot piss.
Yeah, no, that's, yes.
I'm picking up the hot piss.
I mean, yeah, you've... Yes. You understand exactly. Fifty-one likes on this Instagram video here.
Oh, it's good.
It's going viral here.
Making some terrific social content.
Yes. lot of people saying a lot of nice things about On Cinema in here. I have not kept up with it. I watched it early on and then kind of fell off. You watch it at all?
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
It sounds like it has gone some really fucking... It has gone places.
There was a period, I know, where Tim and Greg were doing a feud thing where Greg had left the show.
Yeah.
And they were just talking nonstop shit to each other on Twitter. But I'm not really sure what became of that.
Yeah, if there's an easy way to watch that in order and see the build, maybe I should go back and check that out. I have they did On Cinema reviews, user requested movies for like Red Cross. It was like some kind of, if you donated some amount of money, you could pick a movie that they would then review, and they put out just a bunch of, like, it was like, here's a zip file of 40 audio things. I have that.
Stuff?
Not really. Here and there. It's okay.
Yeah, it didn't really do it for me.
Yeah. I assume those guys are doing pretty okay, considering seems they like produce it. Half of the good comedy on television out of their production company.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, Eric Weinreich has his music video directing business as well.
Has he been keeping up with that? Has he been doing
here
more
and there?
That?
Not a lot. Yeah. But every now and again. I never did see that that movie, The Comedy.
Yeah, it just... I want to watch that. It just seems too dark. It seemed like too much to handle.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a hard watch.
Yeah, that seems like it sums up everything I've heard about it. The comedy is good, but fuck. Yeah, that's about... That's my understanding of that movie, for sure.
Yeah.
Says here, the guy who directed the comedy did a new movie called Entertainment with Neil Hamburger, with the Neil Hamburger character.
Huh. Well, I do like Neil Hamburger.
Yeah. apparently Pope has been followed by the lead singer of the Spin Doctors.
Oh no.
He just posted a picture of that, and it just says, "I've been drinking, is this real?"
Is he in town?
Yeah.
Sad I won't get to see him.
I know Samantha's in town, too. Mm.
How many more guest list emails do you think you have to send?
I like 15.
Cool.
As people agree or say no, you know, I may add some to that or remove.
An office deep fryer. No, I don't. That seems like it would just. The office would then have a smell to it that I think wouldn't be okay.
I mean, not that soon after getting into a new office, you know? Like, give it some time.
Like, wait for some, like, bad smells to emerge and then use the deep fryer to cover them up.
Yep. Also, I think if one thing has been proven over the years is that none of us can be trusted with a deep fryer.
Yeah.
Remember the car keys?
Yep.
Remember the Oreos?
The Oreos were good.
Yeah, I know, but... Man.
And the Oreos, I think, were the reason we had the deep fryer fired up in the first place.
Right. The car keys were just...
The car keys...
Collateral damage.
Yeah, the car keys, that was just... As you go... apparently some kind of toy called the Hello Barbie. It's a Wi-Fi enabled Barbie that has some kind of audio functionality or something like that.
What is it doing with the Wi-Fi, though?
I think it talks and records.
But it needs the Wi-Fi to talk?
The doll will link up to any unsecured Wi-Fi network hosted by a mobile device, just as long as it has Barbie in the network name, and the authentication credentials can be... Okay, so... So, yeah, I think it's something that's, like, meant to be hooked up to a phone for, like, doing stuff with archiving. But, yeah, it sounds like you can record audio to it, and it means that hackers, evil hackers, could access a child's audio recordings.
Well, considering that other toy company just got a bunch of their shit hacked recently, I actually am not rolling my eyes at that. I don't know what the fuck they would do with a child's audio recordings, but...
Yeah.
Let's get that kid a Teddy Ruxpin. Try and hack a fucking tape deck.
That's right.
See if that shit works.
Hack a tape deck. Maybe circuit bend it. Maybe you get somewhere eventually, but... Cent song is called I'm the Man. You think it's just a cover of the Anthrax song?
Probably not.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
It almost just sounds like 50 Cent trying to convince himself of his relevance. No, I'm the man. Guys, no, really.
My mom says I'm the man.
I'm the man who filed for bankruptcy earlier this year to dodge payment of a lawsuit.
I was going to say, there's no way he's actually bankrupt, is there?
Doesn't seem like it.
But didn't he make like a gajillion dollars off his vitamin water investment?
That's what he says. Covered Danger Zone?
They sure did. I kind of love how terrible it is.
It's real bad.
Yeah, it's fucking awful, and I enjoy it.
Jesus Christ. It's rough.
I don't think there's such a thing as a good Danger Zone cover in general, but this is like, you're really leaning into how bad this is. Like, this is like...
Did they think... I wonder... Do you think they thought this would be cool or funny or both?
I'm gonna say funny. I don't think you can do this seriously.
Yeah, I...
Like, this is maybe a half step away from, like, a You Know My Name song.
Right, yeah. They would cover Danger Zone.
Yeah.
And there'd be a rap breakdown. For Nate to do some stuff. Thank you. Montana covering Riders on the Storm with Chester Bennington. That sounds pretty rough. But
is that real?
I don't know. That sounds like something some kind of algorithm would spit out.
That sounds like a bad nightmare.
That would be a fun generator to generate.
Yeah.
Like somebody who takes that exact sentence and just replaces.
But they all start with Santana featuring.
Right, yeah. That is apparently real. What about that, is it Snoop Dogg and the Doors doing Riders on the Storm? It's the Doors featuring Snoop Dogg.
The Surviving Doors.
No, it's not a new recording of Riders on the Storm.
It's just Riders on the Storm, but with Snoop Dogg. Yeah, that's something.
These can't be real. Smoke on the Water featuring Jacoby Shaddix. No, what? Come on, don't.
You can't do this. You can't do this.
Apparently that's on the same album. What? This was in a Need for Speed game.
That's right. I remember. That's why I remember that existing.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I remember at some point you poking your head out of your office and being like, motherfuckers, you need to hear this.
You should come in here.
See where that's headed.
These are just like these sentences. These aren't even sentences, but like these messages are like painful in a way. Bang a Gong featuring Gavin Rossdale.
Oh.
Sunshine of Your Love featuring Rob Thomas. This must be a Santana cover album, right?
It's gotta be, right?
I mean, if Rob Thomas is involved, then
clearly
Santana is there as well.
Here is a cover of Santana featuring Rob Thomas' Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas.
Ugh. And Smooth B of Nice and Smooth.
And, oh, I don't know, the guy from Puddle of Mud.
Yeah. You know, Disturbed's version of Girls on Film featuring Schoolie D. No, really, I would like that.
Yeah.
I would like that cover too.
Okay.
Dance the Night Away featuring Pat Monahan of Train. It's that Van Halen song.
If I was not driving this car, I would open the door and just jump out right now.
I mean, I would appreciate it if you didn't.
That's fine. I'm driving, so I'm not going.
Yeah,
to.
But I mean, if you had to.
No, I'm.
Oh, and the album is called Guitar Heaven.
He's gonna take you to Guitar Heaven before sending you to Guitar Hell.
Get higher, baby.
thing about music and art and all of that. Far from it for me to tell a person, especially someone who's achieved a decent to a great deal of success in their life with their art, whether they should or should not continue to make the things that have made them popular. That's not my place.
Yeah.
That said, someone should have taken all of Santana's guitars a long time ago. They should have just taken them from him, burned them in his front lawn, and said, you don't get to do this anymore.
Yeah, wrap it up.
Oye como va. That's great. We're glad you brought that to us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No,
thank
awesome.
You. Honestly, thank
awesome.
You. But you have to stop now.
Oh, man. Def Leppard's photograph featuring Chris Daughtry.
You know, I almost made a Daughtry joke a few minutes ago. But I didn't because I had a feeling he was probably on that record.
Back in Black featuring Nas.
Ah!
I would like to hear that. I should probably stay away from that. Oh, Fortunate Son, featuring Scott Stapp.
There's nothing fortunate about Scott Stapp.
That's only the deluxe edition.
No.
Yeah, like I'm looking at the Wikipedia page for this, and it's just one big nightmare. My eyes are bleeding even looking at this.
Imagine what it'd do to your ears.
I know.
I know what I'm downloading before the flight.
Yeah, you can see something to play on loop the whole flight back to New York. Some traveling music.
Find out that I was arrested for trying to open the emergency exit mid-flight.
Yeah.
You'll know why.
might try to get some chunk of my top 10 written this weekend. Just get ahead of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a couple things I just want to play a little bit more of before I solidify that list, but I'm going to try and get it all together next week. So I don't have to worry about it while I'm editing everyone else's list.
Alright, this is it.
It is indeed.
Everyone have a great weekend.
It was nice talking in the general direction of a microphone you could all hear this week.
Yeah. Yeah. Have a great weekend.